The report calls for everything from more drug and alcohol programs in prison to a multitude of data-gathering projects aimed at pinpointing why Wisconsin has the dubious distinction of imprisoning a larger proportion of its black residents than any other state. Marquette University professor John McAdams has been using his blog to criticize the commission ever since it was formed. Now he calls the recommendations reasonable because they don't include broad statements alleging that judges and police are racist. But when it comes to gathering data, McAdams cautions that requiring more numbers crunching may have unintended results.
When you start putting mandates like this on bureaucrats, it can be a distraction from actually doing your job properly. It can create an incentive for making the numbers turn out right.
Commission member and Madison Police Chief Noble Ray says the justice system will have to perform a balancing act to root out racial discrimination while at the same time maintaining public safety.
People that are in a position of power in the criminal justice continuum, are they asking questions specifically in terms of how can they reduce the racial disparities?
Ray says he's hopeful both lawmakers and the justice system will respond positively to the report and allocate whatever funds are needed to carry out the recommendations. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.